Jackson Brown thinks he wrote a cool song.
1029 The Whale Rock Gossip.
Nice. Jackson Brown celebrates his 70th birthday today. The song that he thinks is cool is Somebody's Baby. It didn't appear on a Jackson Brown album. It was on Fast Times at Ridgemont High. He wrote it for that album in 1982. When he put together his best of called The Next Voice You Hear, Somebody's Baby ended up on there. And, it was 15 years later, and he had time to think about the song.
In reevaluating everything, I mean, I guess I've already based so much of my idea of myself on The Pretender and In the Shape of a Heart. And I never really bothered with Somebody's Baby, but it's a cool song. It makes me happy. It's like something that evolved very naturally and very unselfconsciously and took its place and did its work and became the song in the movie. I mean, that song sort of had a life of its own and certainly has a place in my work.
Yeah, and it's a cool song, according to him. Okay, us two. Today would have been John Lennon's 78th birthday. And if you're a John Lennon fan, you probably already know that on Friday, the re-release of the 1971 album, Imagine, the ultimate box set, 140 songs, 4 CDs, 2 Blu-ray discs. It's got the usual raw mixes, outtakes, audio montages. But the engineer said he found tape boxes that had labeled that wasn't really clear. It was kind of missing in some of them. The Imagine demo, which has been enhanced, appeared. And he said it was true serendipity. Here's John Lennon on Imagine.
The idea came like as a child's song, you know, and I wanted to keep it so a child could understand it. I sort of think of it as like Working Class Hero, only in child language, you know. It's the same story in a way, but it just sort of says it with, powder paint.
I don't know what powder paint is. I assume it's British.
Rock Gossip, 6:25 and 8:25 every morning. 1029 The Whale, Hartford's classic rock.